Right, we'll say good morning. So we left off yesterday on page Resh Chaf Tes. So we left off actually third line down from the top of the page. Nevar es hadvarim belashon kala. Let's explain this dynamic that we started discussing yesterday. Let's explain it in simple words. Ha'ish al derech klal nota le sichal tonus. So a man generally has a little bit of a dispensation or a proclivity or bends towards intellect, and his emotions or his feelings are often not sufficiently awakened or acute. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and paired man with feeling emotional woman. So again, it's not, this is all by design. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates man who has a little bit more of a netiya towards intellect, towards just thought, just towards just, we'll call it intellect. And therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu also created woman, ultimately again, to be this Ezer Kenegdo. And which way is woman an Ezer Kenegdo? Because she highlights and sensitizes man to the world of emotion, to teach him to be a feeling individual. Tachlis avodas Hashem, the essence of avodas Hashem is rachmona liba boy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants heart. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants emotion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants passion. V'chozman shekoach hargasha shebelev eino banui etzal adam. And therefore, for as long as the koach of feeling in the heart of man is not sufficiently built up, this is very interesting. So what the Mechaber is pointing out over here is that I think if we all agree in principle that man, by definition, man meaning masculine, male, is more of an intellectual being, just more of a being that's ultimately driven by thought and not as much by emotion. So this creates a chisaron in Avodas Hashem, because Avodas Hashem absolutely requires lev, it requires heart, it requires emotion, it requires passion. So how does man, who is primarily an intellectual being, ultimately find his heart in Avodas Hashem? And the answer is his wife. Because a wife teaches a husband how to be more emotional, how to be more passionate, how to be a little bit more driven by the heart. And then he's able to take what he learns from his wife and he's able to plug it into his avodas Hashem. Imkein, tachlis hanisuin eina rak lahavin sha'ish sichli va'isha regashis va'al yidei zeh lo lichos zeh al zeh ulechabe zeh zeh lefitivav. So therefore it turns out that the essence of marriage is much more than just simply a man understanding that he is intellectual being and understanding that his wife is an emotional being. And therefore, by creating this mutual understanding, they won't get angry one at the other and they will respect one another for who they are. That's part of it, but that's not the essence. Ella tachlis ha'ish lilmot lihios margish ubazeh misachdim zeimze. Rather, the essence of man, the essence of marriage is for man to learn how to be a feeling, emotional, passionate individual, and it's through that, meaning, so it's not just to say that there's a chilek. You know, sometimes people think that the essence is I have to learn to understand the other. That's part of it, is understanding the other, but there's another more important piece, which is of assimilating the traits and characteristics of the other. So it's not just enough for a husband to understand that he's emotional being, he's an intellectual being, his wife is an emotional being, and understand each other so don't fight. It's more than that. It's his job to realize that she has certain qualities that he does not, and he needs to assimilate these qualities into his persona. Hein hadvarim ha'amurim l'gabe isha. And of course, what is true for a man is also true for a woman. Sha'aleha l'ilmot, she has to learn ultimately how to become an intellectual being. So this is very important. We'll say. So I mean, one of the greatest disservices that greater society has done is created this notion that of equality, and indicating that equality means that everybody is supposed to do the same thing or be able to do the same thing. And the truth is, it's not true. It's partially not true, because if equality was really I don't mean equality in terms of ability to vote or things like that. Of course, Can't write. Wait. Women should have the right to vote. but the idea is that equality in terms of like everybody's supposed to be able to do the same thing. Everybody should be. It's such a falsehood. It's such a profound falsehood. This idea that men and women are fundamentally different beings, and as such will have different roles in every area of life. We'll have different roles in society, we'll have different roles in the home, we'll have different roles in marriage, not better, not worse, not higher, not lower, fundamentally different. See, he says, so what does it mean? So just like we said, the man in marriage is able to find his emotion, he's able to find that lave, and he's able to not just understand that his wife has that, but try to assimilate that within himself as well. And then he's ultimately going to be able to use that for his avodas Hashem. A woman has the same idea. She, through marriage, has to awaken her intellect. Her job is not to become a Talmud Chacham who learns Gemara. That's not the job of a woman. And by the way, the raya to that is that, and again, this is the right that is that women are exempt from the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, right? If the Ibn Shalom exempted them, it means not that a woman shouldn't learn Torah, not that a woman should not become proficient, not that a woman shouldn't become a Talmidah Chachamah in her own particular way, but that's not the tachlis of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Ela shakoach ha-sichli sheba yivakir es rag shosel shelo yifritzu b'makom she'ino roi. Rather, what it means is that a woman also has to develop her intellect to be able to go ahead and create the proper framework for the expression of emotion in order that emotion does not come out where it's not supposed to. Remember, again, we just got finished saying that a man needs to learn to be an emotional being because emotion is exceptionally important and emotion is necessary for Avodas Hashem. That is true. But on the other hand, again, unchecked emotion can also be very dangerous and get people into all kinds of trouble. Therefore, a person needs intellect in order to be able to balance the emotion. So what could a woman learn from her spouse, from her husband, is this idea of cultivating some level of intellect to balance her emotion. Yisod ze, eino amorak legabe asechel v'haregesh, ela legabe komida nechona shekayemes beben obas zog. So I will say, it makes a very important point here. Now remember, we just got finished saying kind of big adol. In a general, almost, you know, panoramic sense, a man is more of an intellectual being, a woman is more of an emotional being. When they get married, part of marriage is not just understanding the other, but literally assimilating the traits of the other. Man has to learn how to become more emotional. Woman has to learn to become, in certain respects, a little bit more intellectual. So the Mechaber says this is not just true by intellect and emotion. This is true with any good midah. I get married, I see that my spouse has a wonderful midah, and what often happens is something very interesting, which is sometimes the beautiful midahs that my wife has happen to be areas in which I am deficient. That was the areas in which I'm deficient. So part of marriage is, again, learning to assimilate these positive traits that my spouse has that may be a little bit weaker by me. Alav lahavin shalakach shadcham habori olam. A couple has to realize that it was for this purpose that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought them together. Almanas she'ilamid mizulaso mida zu. In order that ultimately, again, he or she learn proper midos from the other. Chesed asa imo habari olam. Shehichnich mida zu shechasir lo besoch beiso. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did an incredible chesed because the Baal Shem saw that I was deficient in a particular midah and gave me a spouse who was strong in that midah in order to be able to help complement me. And a person should uphold the statement of Chazal, Ezu Chacham Halomed Mikol Adam, who is the one who is wise, he who learns from every person. Ubi Yichud Mi Ben Obasugon, specifically, who is wise, one who learns from one's spouse. Kasha Yilamdu Ishmere Ehu Esma Alosov, Bazeis Achtu Achtus Pinimis Achtu Shalashlama, Volorak Achtus Chitzonius Shalkirvas Yididos. When a couple learns from each other, when a husband learns from a wife, and a wife learns from a husband, and not just learns life lessons, but learns how to be a complete person by emulating certain midos of the other, that by definition creates a strong marital bond, creates a strong, not just an external unity, but ultimately, again, an internal marital unity. Shabayis Hayehudi Eino Rak Makom Lachios Yachtav Vinimo. So a person has to realize that the Jewish home is not just a place for husband and wife to live with in nice harmony. Elohu Makom Lemida Vis Alas. But rather, the home is a place to come and learn and to be uplifted. Mekablin Dein Midein. Spouse, husband, and wife come to receive from one another. Lom Vim Ish Esrei Ehu. To learn from one another. Velom Vim Ish Meire Ehu. There is no couple, there is no marriage, no couple that does not have major differences. So again, these purposes serve a number of important purposes. These differences, excuse me, serve a number of important purposes. Reishis, kimo shehuskar la'el, sha'adam yilamid mima'al ozulas v'yiknim kinyan b'nafsho. The importance of differences is that I identify the differences within my spouse, and I realize that chances are there are things that I'm supposed to learn from my spouse. Ulam dvarev elu kimuvan amurim ach varak b'malos beno basugo v'lo b'cheser nosos. This is interesting. He says, by the way, just to clarify, when we speak about learning from one's spouse, we of course learn meaning from the good things about my spouse. Just like every person has milus, every person has kasronos also. So a person has to be careful that in any marriage, again, I have redeeming qualities, I have negative qualities. My wife hopefully finds something to learn from my positive qualities, but hopefully is able to go ahead and certainly not learn from my negative qualities, but more than that, perhaps help me with those negative qualities. No safal kach, kasher ha'adam chash ma'ala. Beben obas zugo, imhu atzmo inokach. Furthermore, when a person ultimately realizes something good about one's spouse, imhu atzmo inokach, who yisnagid leetzem kach shalaben obas zugo yishmala sheinlo, who lo muchan lekabel zushlemu shelemishu yeshna maalo sheinlo. So this is actually interesting. So he says sometimes the other piece is that when we see something positive in someone else that I myself do not possess, sometimes our initial reaction is, oh, I want to be like that, or I want to learn that mida. Sometimes our initial reaction is that, you know, our initial reaction is that we try to disparage that particular mida, thinking that perhaps it's not all that great. Who needs it anyway? Turn the page. Let's just finish the last paragraph. Zoi avodas ha'odem v'tachlis hamalos hamiskalos beben o bebas hazug. Lahaskim shebeben o bazugo yeshmalo she'in bi. Dover zeh mevi lahach no'a p'nimis va'anava. So again, a person has to realize that the goal of identifying a positive trait in another, sometimes it creates, sometimes when I see something good in someone else that I myself do not have, so what does it reflexively create? What does it reflect? Almost like a defensiveness. Like, oh, that's not so great, or, oh, I don't need that. Instead of humbling myself a little bit and realizing, hey, I'm not perfect. So it could be that Reuven, I'm starting to learn from Reuven that I don't know about myself or that I don't have within myself. So too, he says, a person, when he identifies something positive in his spouse, so ultimately, again, he has to accept the fact that there may be something positive in the spouse that I do not possess. And davar zeh mevi lahachnoa p'nimis va'anava. Hopefully this realization leads to an inner humility. If a person is a Baal Gaiva, they'll say to themselves, okay, I don't possess this one good midah, but there are plenty of other good midahs I have, that's more than enough. Ulam eitzel mevakesh emes, giloi hamala bebeno basugo, yaviu lide anava vachna. But by a true mevakesh, ultimately, again, identifying the positive traits that exist within the other will ultimately spur me, will push me to try to acquire that midah for myself as well. All right, let's go stop over here.